I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week, the armed group M23 blocked off main roads to the capital city of North Kivu province in the Democratic Republic of Congo, cutting off its more than 2 million people from food sources. Ben Samuelson with Mission Aviation Fellowship says multiple reasons are behind the DRC's decades of conflict.
One of those things is ethnic and tribal conflicts that still continue to this day. There's outside influencers that are trying to get access to natural resources within Congo.
M23 is one of 120 armed groups within the DRC vying for control of resources and defense against other groups. Pray that they would see that violence isn't the answer and that the government would be able to end the instability. And today is World Radio Day. Commercial radio is now over 100 years old in the United States, and it continues to thrive on the global stage. Analysts expect around half of the world's population, or close to 4 billion people, will listen to the radio each month in 2024. Transworld Radio's Lauren Libby says radio is
one of the tools we use to help people get hope and to grow in their relationship with Jesus.
TWR uses mass media to provide relevant programming and discipleship resources around the globe. Radio allows TWR to reach people in some of the world's most difficult places. And while TWR doesn't know every listener by name, the Lord does. Pray that God would use their content to change someone's life on World Radio Day.
We were evaluating responses from Afghanistan, Pakistan, the Middle East, and it is amazing to see the amount of responses that come back from the on-air programming.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.